Tom Dienhart with an edition of Golden Black Radio Express, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, I want to try to check in after each practice here, give you five quick observations from my vantage point. Today, practice number one. And item number one for me was the offensive line. I think that's the key, not just to the offense, but maybe to the entire season for Purdue. Has to come together. Need a new center and two new guards. Today, the first team offensive line looked like this, with Grant Hermans at left tackle. No shock there. Jimmy McKenna at left guard. No shock there. And Victor Beach at center. No shock there. Surprise was on the right side, where Matt McCann has moved from tackle to guard. And the new right tackle, redshirt freshman, Will Bramall, a kid I know the staff likes a lot. So keep your eye on this line moving forward. Still a lot of moving parts, and certainly not a finished product. Item number two being injuries. Brom discussed several of them today. The biggest news was David Bell did not take part in practice. Brom said he's dealing with a hamstring issue, but should be back very soon, maybe as soon as next week. Lorenzo Neal, the big defensive tackle. Brom said in Chicago there was a chance he may not be ready for the start of training camp. Sure enough, he wasn't out there today. But what was surprising was Brom said he may not be back until midway through training camp. So keep your eye on Big Low Neal. They need him back and healthy to be a real run stopper up front. And lastly, Richie Worship, of course. No surprise he wasn't there. He's still trying to get over that 2017 knee injury. Even if he does get back, you wonder how effective he will be. But again, the Richie Worship saga continues. Item number three, quarterback. Elijah Sindler is the unquestioned starter. The first time in Brom's tenure, there's been no question about who will be the quarterback. But Brom did say Sindler has to get better from a decision-making standpoint. He can't force passes and make silly errors and commit turnovers. Item number four, captains. Purdue has six of them. Three on offense, three on defense. Offensively, you have Grant Hermans, Bryson Hopkins, Elijah Sindler. On defense, Lorenzo Neal, Marcus Bailey, and Navon Mosley. And lastly, the freshmen, the Ballyhoo 2019 freshman class. And the guys today, several of them really stood out, according to Brom. He was impressed by a couple of the receivers, Milton Wright and Mershon Rice. Again, he goes back and always mentions George Karloftis and Jalen Graham. Those guys were here in the spring, and they continue to impress. Stephen Fichaud looks very good as well. He ran with the second team. Now, tell you what, keep an eye on the two tight ends, Garrett Miller and Kyle Bilodeau. These are two guys that look very good, especially Miller, and may be very tough to keep off the field. That's it for now. Check back tomorrow after practice number two. Again, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charters Team Remax Ability Plus.